Is a chatty Uber driver annoying to you?
Well, I think it depends on my mood at the time. I have gotten into taxis where a chatty driver kind of annoyed me. On the other hand, I've gotten into taxis and tried to strike up conversation, and I've had a, you know, taxi driver that just doesn't respond very well.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't feel like having a
conversation. Right.
You just
sometimes
want to say, hi, take me to this place, and
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And if that's what you want to do, there's a new quiet mode setting now on the Uber app.
Oh, my God.
But it's only available if you hail an Uber Black or an Uber SUV car, not for the regular lower-cost Uber service.
So when you order your car, you can add, I want the driver to shut up.
Well, it's called the quiet mode setting.
The quiet mode.
It's a nicer way of saying
it's
shut up.
It's ridiculous. You get in the car.
Sometimes you don't feel like
I know that.
Like, I get my hair done sometimes I go and I feel like I have to talk to the hairdresser.
Well, you
and
don't.
I feel like that's awkward silence.
When did we stop talking to each other about things?
No,
why
but
can't
sometimes
we just,
I don't feel like talking. Because you know, we talk for a living. So sometimes later in the day, I don't want to talk to anyone.
You won't let me finish the sentence.
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is, so you go into the hair salon or you get into the car and the driver starts chatting and you go, you know, I'm having a bad day and I just don't feel like talking or whatever, if you don't mind. And he'll go, okay.
But
what's wrong with that?
I think that's rude.
Rude? Well, it depends on how it comes out of your mouth, I guess. We all understand that. But you don't have to have it to a point where you're ordering.
Can I just hold up a sign? Do
option.
Not talk to me.
Yeah, you talk about rude. Carry around a sign that says, don't talk to me.
Other features they've added, help with luggage.
Again, what happened to, excuse me, can I get you to help me with this?
Temperature control, so drivers know what your optimum car temperature is.
Hey, it's a little warm back here. Would you mind giving me a little bit of air?
An extended pickup period, which give passengers extra time to get to the car.
We've gotten to a point in this society where we don't have to talk anymore, and we don't want to. I was just talking with my wife about this when she was upset or a little kind of disappointed because our grandson, who's 16, doesn't really talk to her when she calls him on the phone, and he doesn't call us. And I
bet
said,
if he started texting him, he would.
That's part of
text
being 16.
Back.
Oh, no. She texts
him. Oh, no?
Yeah, he doesn't respond. And it's because kids are growing up in an age where they don't have to talk to each other. And they don't. And that's where we're all going with this. I don't want to sound like one of those, you know, old keep off the lawn guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what's wrong with just getting in the car and saying, hey, you know what? I'm kind of tired. I think I'd like to just sit here quietly if you don't mind. That's not rude.
Because kids today can't do that.
No, but you can. See how easy that was?
You just put me in quiet mode.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that more often. 7:45.
Now I'm off quiet mode.
7:45. Let's check traffic on the fives right now. Here's Bill Jackson.